Unit 11. Lesson B. Listening. Activity 3.
Many people say you are the inventor of email. Is this true?
No, not at all. Not by a long chalk. Email is just sending messages between users, and that's almost as old as computing itself.
So why...
Why do people think I invented email? I'll tell you why. This was way back, right at the beginning. We were all working to invent the ARPANET that would later become the Internet.
When would this have been?
Oh, it must have been about 1971, I guess. 1971. I was working on a program to send messages to other users, but still on the same mainframe.
Mainframe?
Yeah. This was a long time before PCs. It was a multi-user mainframe. We all used the same computer, and I wanted to leave messages for my colleagues on that computer.
Did you write the message program?
That's just it. I was testing a file transfer program at the time, and I just thought, why not combine the two? Send messages to a user on a different computer. So I did it. It seemed a neat idea.
Just like that?
It was straightforward. Just two ideas that came together.
And the at symbol, did you choose that?
Yes, I did. That really is my fault. You see, I needed a symbol to separate the computer name from the username. It had to be something that wasn't a number or a letter. And there wasn't much choice, really.
No?
It took me about a half a minute to decide. I looked at my keyboard and saw the symbol for at. At made sense. We didn't use it for anything else, and it was already on the keyboard, so I chose it.
And defined one of the real icons of the information age.
I suppose so, but I got the very first email address out of it.
Did you receive any rewards, patents, or anything for this work?
No, not unless you consider the interest in the origins of email as rewarding.
What were the first uses of email?
The early uses were not terribly different from the current uses, but there was only plain text in the messages, and there was no spam.